Happy New Year. This is the third episode of Chattitude. When I first started this little science experiment, I figured I would do it maybe once every other week. Definitely not happening that way. I think I did 2 in November, 0 in December, and obviously the first now at the beginning of the year in January. So I don't know, maybe I'll get more into a rhythm. I got to be honest, like my last episode, I did a little election like post-mortem, maybe for just a few minutes and then talked about other things after that. But I think it was just good to take a break and just a mental break for a little while. And you enjoy the holidays, spend it with your family, your friends, just kind of detach. I've been at multiple jobs in my career where it was really hard to detach. Not just because I'm too much of a psycho with work, but really because of the nature of what I did, it was really hard. There was always things kind of going on around the holidays in particular. So it often made it difficult for me to stay unplugged. But this year, thankfully, was one where I was able to do that a little bit better. So this is episode 3. And today I thought that I'd spend some time talking with one of my oldest friends from college. Her name's Lisa. And we'll just talk about random stuff because, you know, that's what we do on this podcast. We just talk about random things. I hope you enjoy.
Hello. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. What are you doing?
I don't know. What is the date? January 5th. I haven't done a podcast since, you know, I don't have any listeners, so it doesn't matter. But I wanted to do them every 2 weeks. And the last one I did was right after the election. And I think I just need a little break and I need some holiday time. And I took off for 2 weeks, which was nice. I didn't really look at my work phone that much other than
that's great. You've never been able to do that.
I know.
Wow. It
was nice to kind of recharge. But what did you do? I'm sure you hung out with family since you have like such a massive amount of family and friends.
Yes, I did. In the beginning of December, we did the high school friends cookie exchange.
Aww.
It was so much fun. It was such a great way to start the holiday.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, you go through the psychotic phase of the purchasing of the things for everyone. And you spend way
that all falls on us.
Yes. Honestly, like it does. There's no denying that. And then I hosted Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, which I do love to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
But after that, I was like
exhausted.
Shot. Yeah. I was like, I'm done. It's over. It's over, Johnny.
Yeah.
After that, we did go to the mountains, a few of my friends, families, and me, and my family, and we had a great time. We played skirmish, Al.
Shut up.
It totally brought me back to college, like, you know.
Where we kicked all the guys' asses.
Yeah, remember we shot that guy in the eye because he took his thing off?
Yeah.
But anyway.
We got to tell that story in a little bit. Wait, did you guys rent a place?
Yeah, so we rented a place in Albrightsville. So there were 4 families.
Mm-hmm.
It had just been redone, so it was really nice. And so that was it was a good holiday season. It went by like the wind, but how about you?
It was good. We always have Christmas Eve here. And then I do the raviolis, you know, so the girls and I and my mom make raviolis in advance because there's way too many. Like, I don't know how the hell my mom did them all by herself in her fucking second kitchen in her basement, made 400 raviolis. I get exhausted doing 10. I'm like, I gotta roll this shit. So, people come up for Christmas Eve. And then, so we kind of just have our own thing and we just like played games and stuff. And then the day after Christmas is when we get together with John's parents and his brother and my sister-in-law. So the 26th is always kind of reserved for like John's family's Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I need to take a page out of your book because you and I are very similar in we have a lot of friends, like all of our high school friends still, obviously you and I are college friends. We share the same college friends, but we get together. We all went to dinner right before Christmas, my high school friends. And once in a while we will plan a trip. Like I think, when was it? 2023 was the last trip we went on in Nashville. So we didn't do anything in 2024. But you guys always do stuff together. I need more of that social interaction. I think one of my issues in 2024 was not doing that enough.
Right.
like making plans and going out and mingling with my friends and their families and all that stuff. And not for any other reason. We just don't.
Right.
You guys do so much. I need to take a page out of that book because I think it just helps. All that social interaction just kind of helps with your overall mental wellness and joy.
For sure. I mean, definitely, you know, losing my mom last year around the holidays was brutal.
Yeah.
And then really, I mean, my family's great, but you know, we're all coming together, we're grieving.
Yeah.
But having those people around you that kind of take you out of that element for a little while is like so key, you know?
Yeah. I can't believe it's been
like, it's definitely chicken soup for the soul. Like you need it in order to stay focused and present and happy, you know, you do. And I find as I get older, it's a lot easier to go low, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever, health issues or whatever is going on.
Right.
So it is really important. And we do make like a conscious effort to, you know, be with one another. And even if not everyone can make it, you still make the plan, you know?
Yeah.
Whoever can come, comes. And the other ones you catch up with next time, like you can't wait till everybody can hang because it'll never happen.
Right. Yeah. This year we didn't really plan anything. But you're right. There's always one of us or more than one that might have a conflict, but we didn't plan any like big trips.
Right, right.
But yeah, so that's my point is that I don't plan enough stuff. I need to do more stuff.
Well, now it sounds like your work-life balance is a little better too. So it's definitely the time for you to start, like we've talked about this before, like just start doing stuff that even is out of your comfort zone, you know? With your kids and whatever. It doesn't have to be with friends, but you know.
Yeah. So we were saying like back when we were saying everything falls on us when we were shopping for Christmas, the same holds true with like in my life, you know this, right? So going away, the girls are all over the place of where they want to go. They couldn't be any more different. First there, it's like Iceland. Then it was Portugal. Now they're settled on Greece. They want to go to Greece. Okay. I don't know where this came from. The point is though, the whole prep and planning, everything falls on me. So it's so overwhelming because I have to do it all by myself.
Right.
That it's, and maybe not even consciously, that I just don't get around to doing it or just so much stress. It almost defeats the purpose of going away in the first place. But I guess they're the sacrifices you make as a parent, like you take it all on. But, you know, I don't have a partner, you know what I mean by that, to help me. Like plan all that. It falls on me. I mean, literally the three of them will go anywhere, Lisa. They will go off the plane or out of the car, wherever we're going, and just stand and look at me like robots. Like, what's next? Walk is next. Which direction?
Right.
No.
Yes.
We get to New York. We've been there 1,000 times. We park our car. We get out of the car. They all just sit there looking at me with their suitcase. Where are we going? What direction? So, yeah, it's when you have so much in your life that you have to manage and deal with work-wise, family-wise, and then you go on vacation and it's the same there too. It's not pleasant.
Yeah, I get it.
So I think that kind of adds to it. When we're talking about buying presents, let me just go down the list of the things. Now, John and I always say we don't need to get each other anything because we're adults and we get each other. We get what we want during the year, whatever, you know, it's like, but once in a while, we'll still just buy something little, right? We're huge Philly sports fans and like get him something with the Eagles or a hat or whatever. I got this like squishy Play-Doh-y stuff that like takes dust out of like crevices.
Oh, that's nice.
I got this. He gave all three of us. Well, no, I think he gave himself one. This like weird red plastic thing that has like a hook on it. It looks like a little canister, but it has like a hook. We're like, what the F is this? It basically hangs off the side of your coffee cup and it holds cookies.
Stop it.
He's like, you know, so when you have your Oreos, you dip them in your coffee. And we're like, when have you seen us dipping Oreos in a coffee cup? Like, I said, John, did you just go to the As Seen on TV shop and buy random shit? Like dust putty and cookie dipper holders?
Oh my God, that's great.
So what happens is I usually have a pile of giveaway to Goodwill after Christmas, and they usually fall in that pile. Last year it was like a suction cup wine holder in the shower. I'm like, I'm not bringing wine in the I might bring it to the tub, but I'm not bringing wine in the shower. It's disgusting.
Oh my God, that's great.
Oh fuck. I could do a whole podcast just on John stories. Dear Lord, help me. What did you get special from Andy?
Well, he got me a lot of nice stuff, but I got a Pilates chair, which I really wanted.
Okay.
So on my days off of going to the studio, I can do it here, like just certain core stuff.
I didn't know you did Pilates.
Yes, I love it.
Oh, it's I don't have thing. The patience for it. I like to just be mobile.
I know you like to like run 5 miles. I'm not that girl. So, I love this. So I'm happy. He just put it together yesterday. So I can't wait to use it.
Uh-oh. I hope it doesn't fall apart when you sit on it. I'm just kidding, Andy. You're a good builder.
And then I got like a bunch of gift cards and stuff, which yeah. I love, you know, for massage and stuff.
Yeah.
So
I don't like people touching me.
Oh, we know. That's not your plan.
Kate was like, I want gift certs from massage, Katie. I was like, really? So, of course, because John and I don't communicate, we both got her one.
No.
To two different places. So I was like, the good news is there's like a whole like list of services, Kate. So you don't have to get two massages, although that's probably what she'll wind up doing.
Right.
You can do other things. I'm like, you know, let me just tell you what you need. You need to be prepared. What happens, you know, you get under a blanket naked and you pick different kinds of
your ass. They might
yeah. Depends on what you pick. Like, make sure you pick the right thing. Kate's officially old. Do you remember the moment that your like kids are like young adults? It's not when they turn 18. I mean, legally, yes. But like, do you remember like a moment where they like said or did something and you just feel like, okay, my kid's an adult now?
Yeah. Yeah. Brendan, for sure. Not yeah. Evan yet.
Yeah. So Kate comes home from school and she's in the kitchen and I walk in the kitchen and she goes, you didn't tell me we got a new dishwasher. And I was like, what? Okay, is that important to you? Like,
right.
What child cares, gives a shit about? First of all, you're not loading it ever. So what? I was like, oh my God, she's a young adult now. She cares that we got a new dishwasher and no one told her about it.
How is school going for her?
It's good. She really loves Delaware. It's a beautiful, beautiful campus. Yeah. And she likes her classes and math's right. It's funny because she's a science major, but math's not our thing. And I'm like, yeah, it's kind of important.
How so, is she doing with it? Is she struggling or?
Not struggling. She's not acing it by any means, but she's not struggling, which is good.
That is good.
Yeah. She's more than passing. It's not like she's just scraping by, but I'm like, do these children not understand there's so many more mechanisms than when we were in college that are at your fingertips?
Yes.
Tutors, beyond tutors. Just there's so many things online and things you could do. So yes. I try to encourage that, but you know, she's an adult now because she cares about what kind of dishwasher we have. So she's got to learn how to get through.
Yeah, she'll get through it. No worries for her.
You were talking about skirmish, which if for the two people listening to this may not know what that is. It's paintball.
Yes.
Who won?
Well, we didn't have enough people. So
we had to play with strangers.
Yes. So we just kind of went on the course and they had already been there and these guys were all geared up. They had all their friggin' own equipment. And I was like,
oh shit. They were like, pow, 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 pow. They have the automatic shit. Meanwhile, you're like pumping, pop, pump, pop. Like one shot at a time.
But I guess we had our kids too, right? There, and they were like kicking ass, obviously, because they're, you know, between 18 and 22. So they were, no, there was a couple younger ones there too. But yeah, they were kicking ass and taking names. Meanwhile, I was just hiding behind shit because it was snowy and like, slippery up there, and you know we're in our 50s now, like I can't be playing around with
but you do Pilates.
I know, but that doesn't help on ice, you know.
Okay.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we're in the woods, it's friggin' snowy and icy. I was like, let me find a good barrel to hide behind. If anyone comes at me, they're done.
Yeah.
But one of our friends' husbands did get hurt. He fell backwards, like over a tree branch, and messed up his back.
Wow.
So he was a mess like the whole weekend, which sucked.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, thank God that wasn't me.
I was just hiding.
I'm normally the one.
Well, hiding is a strategy.
Yeah,
it may not be the best one, but it is a strategy. when we played in college, where'd you go? Where did we play? Jim Thorpe, I think, in college? I can't remember.
Yeah, that's where we played.
Okay.
The same place. Jim,
it's awesome. They have a million different fields.
Yes.
But the one that I remember most in college, I swear, when I reflect on that, you would think I fought in Vietnam the way I tell the stories. But I do think that we, like, it really shows the kind of instinct, like fight or flight kind of, like instinct or even a military instinct that you have that I surprised myself. First of all, for those who, why do I keep talking like there's an audience, but there was like 30, well, I'm going to say 30, 20. I don't know. There was a lot of us, but the only women were you and I and our roommates, like, you know, Deese, Tracy, was that it? Heather?
Yeah.
Did Heather go? I can't remember.
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, maybe Aqua. I forget. But there was maybe like four or five girls. The rest were all dudes. And we weren't even supposed to go. They were short on number. And they were like, we lived above the campus beer.
Yes.
And the guys next door were like, hey, do you guys want to do this? We're short on number. Sure. We get on a bus. We're on the way. Some douchebag on the bus while we're going to Jim Thorpe goes, I can't wait to shoot my first hoe. And that's the motherfucker I shot in the face.
Yes.
Yeah. By accident. Honestly, you would think maybe it was premeditated. It was not. But so we get into the situation. It's freezing cold. So you wear like this big, like almost camo onesie.
Yeah.
Right. And we had hats on and obviously masks and stuff to protect ourselves. And like, yeah, we get in. The first field I remember was wooded. There was like a stream running through it. It was like total war.
Yeah.
And the whole purpose of skirmish is to capture the other flag. And the things that we did, I still am surprised. I tell my kids about it. They're like, you're embellishing. I'm like, no, this is true. We were like army crawling. Like,
oh, yeah.
It was snow and we like slipped and fell and we start army crawling to a rock. Like, get under! It was so crazy. But the one dude that called us hoes, I didn't know it was him. He was on the other team and he was far away and I shot him and it hit him on the side of the face and he had the biggest welt on his cheek the whole ride home on the bus. He was like,
yes,
quiet.
Sure was.
Yeah. We shot him in the head. But the instinct like kicks in. So like at one point I find myself on the enemy side and I could see the flag. And we were picking people off. We're behind a rock. We'd pop up, pick someone off. I'd duck back down, pick someone off. I was like, damn, we were picking up off these guys. So, and I see the flag and I'm like, something's not right. I feel like there's still someone around here. So I shot my gun in the air and the jackass jumped out from his hiding spot because he thought I saw him and I popped him. I killed him and I got the flag. And I still have that flag.
Oh, I forgot that we got that. Yes.
You got to keep them.
We have flags. Yes.
So
I forgot about that.
John was a Marine, you know, and I told him that I could absolutely be a Marine. When I tell him, not that I wasn't married to him then, but when I tell him this story and he's like, okay, whatever. And I was like, no, don't whatever me. You were like a gas technician in the Marines. Okay. So don't act like you're all tough. You weren't a Green Beret. And he's like, Allie, where do you think they shoot when you're a gas tech? They shoot at the gas. They shoot at the resources. And I was like, shit. Well, that makes the sense. But still, you weren't tough. You weren't tough. I don't care what you said. You just protected gas. I don't know what gas technicians do, but anyway, so that's fun. So, yeah, so we got to do more shit like that. Maybe I'm not going to crash your friends' parties, but maybe I do need to go out with you guys more often.
My God, Melissa says it all the time. She's like, you should just invite Allie. Just start inviting her to everything.
Well, no, I don't want to crash the high school vibe, but I'll go sometime. Anyway, what else? What's your New Year's resolutions?
Oh, I don't do that shit. I'm just trying to stay above water.
Well, I'm like, I'm definitely going to not drink as much. And then 3 days into the new year, I'm drinking. So I was like, this is going awesome. And then the thing came out about alcohol causes cancer.
Everything causes cancer, though. I mean, well,
I know.
Food supply. It's gross.
Well, so yeah, that's why I'm like, must all the joy in my life be sucked away? Like,
yes, it must. If you allow it, so anyway.
Well, speaking of food, my kids were like telling me there's good GMOs. I'm like, no, there's not. What? They're like, no, it's genetically modified. I go, I know, that's what a GMO is. They're like, yeah, but there's good ones. I'm like, what are you talking about? No, there's not. They're bad, I think, right? There's no such thing as a good GMO.
Well, I feel like, why are we genetically modifying it? Why can't it just be natural?
Yeah.
To begin with. Like, what is this all about? Other countries don't do this.
I know. You hear that all the time, but we're not going to change. Well, groceries cost too much.
True.
So if you want to buy organic, you have to pay more.
Yes. Yeah. God forbid. You want to be healthy.
One of my friends who you know is obsessed with GMO, not eating anything with GMOs. So she makes her family a little crazy. And like anything that comes home, she just immediately throws out that someone bought. But she's the one, and I have not Googled this because I don't really know. I don't think I want to know the answer. But she told me that when you see something that says natural vanilla flavor or natural flavoring, it's a beaver's butt.
Oh, come on. What the hell does that mean?
It's like secretions from a beaver's butt.
Oh, come on, Allie. Stop it. So all vanilla is beaver ass?
Well, think about this. Who discovered it? If this is true,
well,
who thought that's a good idea? Like, where did it come from? But I think they eat, do they eat wood or they just chop wood? I don't know. They don't eat any like meat, right? They eat, they're herbivores.
Yeah. So it's probably the healthiest thing we eat out of.
Even though it's passing through a beaver, it's probably healthy. Anyway. Oh. She told me that and it disturbed me so much. I'll still eat shit. I just won't read what's in it.
Right. I don't want to know anything about it.
Well, now that I have a cookie mug holder, I have no excuse. I have to put cookies in it. It's just a waste. It's a waste of a good dollar as seen on TV store. When I first met John, we lived in Westchester, you know, and we got married and lived in that area. And God, freaking QVC's headquarters are there.
Yeah.
And so as such, there was a bricks and mortar store where basically all the QVC rejects were like sold.
Yeah.
That wasn't far from us. So there wasn't a day that I'd come home when we were first married and bump into, and this is pre-Amazon days, right? Like I'd bump into fucking cardboard boxes on the porch. I'm like, what did this man buy now? He just would go to the QVC store. And we had so many stupid, worthless gadgets. And I'm like, there's a reason why they got rejected from no one bought them on QVC. And then they wound up in the QVC store.
Exactly.
But so back to the cookie holder. Like I had so many of these like stupid gadgets in my home. The best one, and I probably told you the story before. We had one of those, when we first bought the house, one of those gigantic, massive like tubs that were a trend. Not freestanding, you know, that but took up half the bathroom tubs.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were too cheap to buy jets for him. And I was like, no, I don't need to buy jets because John loves hot tubs. And like the man would just sit in there all day long. And I don't need any more reasons for him not to do anything but sit. So I was like, I'm not paying $1,500 for jets on this massive fucking tub. So point is, he goes to this QVC store and he finds like jets that you put in the tub. Lisa, it was basically a piece of straw or that with suction cups. So he fills the tub up. He puts the suction cup jets around you suction cup it around the tub like perimeter. And then you turn on the water. And like I could not wait to witness what was going to happen. It was so weak and cheap and the suction cups were popping off and had like no bubbles. And he got so annoyed. And I was like, how are you annoyed right now? Did you seriously look at this thing and think this was going to be like industrial strength? So I was like, wait, I have an idea. And I ran down to the kitchen. I came back up with straws and I went, blowing bubbles in the water. And I took a breath and I go, get in. And that was the last time we bought stuff from QVC.
Hilarious.
But like QVC was only replaced by Amazon. So now like he finds his stupid shit on Amazon and I get boxes all the time. And
yes,
you know, mug cookie holders.
I mean, so. I'm an Amazon girl myself.
Yeah, but for things you need, no?
Right, right. True.
Yeah. So no New Year's resolutions?
No. No, thank you. What about you?
when you, not really. I mean, I always try to use it as an excuse to do things better or have set goals, and I never follow any of them.
Right. And then you're disappointed in yourself, and what the hell? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Enough is enough.
Yeah. So I just join gyms in the middle of the year and don't go. So then I don't feel bad 6 months later when it's the new year.
Wait, so you do go to the, well, where do you work out then? Because you're a person who works out.
Yeah, I haven't in a little while. Up into the holidays, I felt like shit because I didn't from like Thanksgiving on, I haven't been back to the gym, but we go to Planet Fitness.
Okay.
Well, let me correct myself. Lauren and I go to Planet Fitness. Katie doesn't do anything because she goes to college. And John decided to join the Y, which is terribly expensive because they have a hot tub. Back
stop
to hot
it,
tubs.
Stop it.
So he's always like, I'm going to go work out. I go, no, you're not. You're going to sit in a disgusting cesspool with a bunch of strange half-naked men in a public hot tub. That's what you're going to do. It's gross. One thing that I need to do more of, I bought one of those red lights.
Yeah.
Are they good? Are they? It's all these studies.
I've never used it, but people say. So one of my friends does the red light sauna. I think she said like once every 2 weeks or something, and she said it makes her feel like amazing.
Well, I bought like a panel. You could buy a series of them and connect them, so they'd be like bigger, but they're not that cheap. So I only bought one panel so that I could sit in front of it. It's not like one of the face mask ones.
Okay.
But they say you're supposed to do it like a few times a week. So there's like a mental wellness to it. There's a skin, you know, healthy skin, which if you look at me, you'd know I don't sit in front of it nearly enough. But it's supposed to have all these benefits. So I need to, maybe that's my new thing. Not just the gym, but maybe I need to do that more.
Right.
See how that goes. Do my own little experiment.
Red light therapy.
Yeah, it's supposed to be very good for you. Like, even ask my doctor, like, is this a thing? And like, or is it one of those quack medicine things? Like, no, it's actually true. And I was
okay.
Like, oh, yeah.
I feel like I need to go somewhere to do it, though, to be present. And because, you know, at home, I'll be in front of it for 2 minutes and then I'll be like, oh, I need to fold a wash. Oh,
yeah.
You know.
Well, that's the toughest thing and why I don't do it regularly. I just sit in front of it and listen to music. It's very hard for me to do, which is also probably a benefit that I'm forcing myself to sort of like meditate.
Yeah.
But
stop your mind.
Yeah. And guess where I do it the most, Lisa? In the middle of an Eagles game.
Not good.
Always having 17 heart attacks. And if you watch the Eagles game with me, you know I'm like, you asshole! Like, yeah. you suck, you big fatty! And my girls are, like, literally scared. They're like, is there an Eagles game today? What time is the Eagles game? They don't want to be
I know,
home.
My kids won't watch with me because I'm so obnoxious.
Yeah, I know.
And that's been for a long time.
Same. And people, so, like, John is bad, too, but not as bad as me. I'm the worst. And so when, back to my point, I try to take like mental breaks. I'm like, I need a break. I can't look at the screen. And I go up and I sit in front of the red light and they actually do better when I'm not watching.
And we believe that. So then we won't watch, but we'll listen to Merle or something.
Right. Okay. So let's shift gears one last time as we wind down the podcast. I have this book. It's called The Book of Questions, but then there was a series of them. I think I have the original one. It's a little like small thumb through book and there's like 100 some questions. And some of the questions are disturbing. I'm like, I don't want to answer that question, but I'll pick one. No, you give me a number 1 through 200 and I'll read the question.
Number 117.
Okay. Oh God.
What?
This is horrible. Have you ever considered suicide?
What
is so important to you that without it, life would not be worth living? So the answer is no for me. And this is a horrible question.
Well, I did when I was younger.
Like, but do you think do you think all teens kind of have that moment where like you just things?
Well,
are...
I definitely do because we have like no self. Like you can't get out of your own way and you get yourself in situations that you just wish would go away, right? And they don't. You have to deal with them. So there's like that whole balance of being a child and learning how to deal with kind of adult problems sometimes.
Yeah. And even worse for our kids now.
Oh, a million times worse.
We sure. both have one that struggles with anxiety and
yes.
Leave. All right, pick another number. That one was horrible.
22.
If you could use a voodoo doll to hurt anyone you choose, would you?
Huh. I don't think so. Not at my age.
I think so.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if it could be anyone.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a friend. Or, well, no, certainly not a friend you'd hurt, but like a politician?
I know. Well, that's the first thing that came to my mind, but I don't know.
It depends on your definition of hurt, right? Like I'm not an evil person. I wouldn't like take someone's leg out, but like, maybe just stick a pin in their ass for a second and make them feel a little pinch.
During a
yeah, they're at a podium and like, oh, someone just stick a pin in my ass.
That would be fun, I would have to say.
Yeah. So I think I'm not like, an evil like person, but like I think something like that you could have fun with. Or like poke them in the eye. They're talking, they just go, oh, and someone poke me in the eye. What are you talking about?
It's like liar, liar. Eating the shit out of myself. My sister stung me with a dead bee.
Wait, with a dead bee?
Yes. She came right up to me in my pop-up's basement and shoved the stinger right in my arm.
Get the hell out. How big was the stinger?
I don't remember. It was a yellow jacket. But evil. It hurt.
How did she hold the wasp without squishing it?
Well, she had a way about it. She hurt me.
Oh my God, which sister?
Susan.
Oh my. I'm gonna email her now. I'm gonna FaceTime her. Be like, why'd you poke your sister with a wasp? All right, one more. Let's pick one more.
All right, number 90.
Are you picking random numbers? These numbers mean something.
I'm not gonna say that what that number means.
Okay, I think I know. Mm-hmm. All right. If you could choose the sex and physical appearance of your soon-to-be born child, would you do it?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so. Well, sex, no, because both my girls, I didn't know. I didn't want to know. Right. I chose not to, so I guess no to that. Physical appearance?
I just don't think it's that important.
No.
I mean, I think if I was 28 again, having a baby, I might say yes, but now, like, no. I love all my kids just the way they are. So.
Well, and it also depends on your genes, right? Like, if you look around and your family's all a bunch of ogres, you might say, yeah, I don't want them to inherit that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Thank God I'm not in that position.
But we're not. Neither of us are, so that's a good thing. Shit. So anyway, Book of Questions has been around, let me see when this was printed, in 1987.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
It's like almost, 30 years ago?
Yep. The thing in the back says, ask your friends, ask your parents. Yeah, no thanks. I'm not asking my parents this shit.
Did you want to commit suicide?
Mom, did you want my physical appearance to be predetermined?
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for, I love just our random chat.
I love it too. And I love you.
Love you too. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We will find more reasons to get together and party. Oh, I did read an article that talked about how Americans need to party more.
See, I should have wrote that article. I know that. Right.
I know. You could have been published. But it was basically saying that we are too introvert and obviously consumed by our phones and we would want to stay in. And I'm sure post-COVID didn't help. But that, like, even what's the big party store? Is it called the Party Store? What's the party store that's
like Party City?
Yeah. Like, they're going under.
Everybody's going under in the party land. Party Land was one. Party City.
Yep. I mean, I'm sure Amazon doesn't help those companies, but also they just said, like, it's the trend of just not really hosting or having parties. Like the percentages are dwindling and it's affecting those businesses. And it just said, like, just for your own back to joy and fulfillment and social interaction, that you should force yourself to do more of that.
Yes. So plan something, Allie. No, I'm just kidding. We are the planners. So between the two of us, I was totally thinking like we need to do like a little getaway overnight or whatever, find a good concert or comedy or something.
Well, one of us in our group owns a home in Puerto Rico.
I know.
And if you're listening, we're not going to invite ourselves.
We're willing to make the trip.
There's been mention of it. They were just there for the holidays. And then I saw on the news that the whole island lost power. And I was texting them like, are you in Puerto Rico? She's like, yeah, we're having a fire on the beach. I'm like, because you don't have power or because you just are cold? And she's like, no, we have a generator. I was like, okay.
Well, we would know that if we were there.
Yeah. Hint.
That's all I'm saying.
Drop dead hint. All right.
Happy New Year, Sunshine.
We will plan something special.
That would be good. That would be fun.
Well, thanks for joining, Lisa. Go Birds.
All right. Go Birds. Love you.
Love you. So that concludes episode 3 of Chattitude. This is still sort of very much in the science experiment mode. I apologize for it being a little long. If you happened to stay the whole way. I kind of aimed to a 20-30 minutes max. This went certainly over that, but I didn't do a podcast in December, so I'm making up for lost time. Anyway, so this is my format. It is very random. I hope if you stayed this long, you at least got a chuckle or two out of the random things that we find ourselves talking about. And for that, I wish everyone a happy new year, and I will see you next time.